COVID-19 is continuing to spread across North Carolina's college campuses. More than 3,000 students, faculty, or staff have tested positive on the 16 college campuses in the UNC system. UNC Wilmington is dealing with a new outbreak, and WUNC's Liz Schlemmer went to the coast to see how students are dealing with the pandemic and the changes on campus.
Walking through UNCW's quad, some things feel like a normal fall semester, with familiar sights like student volunteers running a voter registration drive. Other things look very different. Chancellor's Walk is a long corridor that runs between classroom buildings at UNC Wilmington. This week, just a handful of students walk or ride their skateboards or beach cruisers down this wide sidewalk. That's where junior James Houghton is registering voters.
It's eerie to see Chancellor's this empty, especially at, you know, what time is it now, 1? Usually, I mean, it's wall to wall. The centerpiece is all full of people walking around.
UNC Wilmington isn't in full shutdown mode yet. The school reported more than 270 positive cases since the semester began 4 weeks ago, compared to about 1,000 cases each at UNC Chapel Hill in East Carolina. While those universities have already moved all undergraduate classes online, UNCW is taking a smaller step this week to curb outbreaks. The university is asking for half of the students living on campus in double rooms to move to single rooms or go home. And roommates are supposed to decide between the two of them which will leave. Houghton says it's all the talk on campus.
A lot of the freshmen are like freaking out. It's kind of like the Hunger Games. And the roommates are having to pretty much fight over who leaves and who stays.
This sudden policy change on top of an already mixed up and uncertain semester is stressing out student resident assistants like Anne.
I'm beyond stressed, always scared, and oftentimes just confused on what's happening.
We're withholding Anne's full name because as a university employee, she fears negative repercussions. Like other RAs, she's had to deliver news about the housing change to residents and enforce rules around the clock with not always compliant students. She says RAs are worn out.
A lot of the RAs will get together and it's gonna sound sad, but we cry together. After our meeting on Monday, I messaged my staff and said, who wants to go on an angry walk? And we went around campus and we had to get our anger out because it just feels like no one is hearing us.
She's disappointed by the lack of information she receives from her higher-ups in the housing office and the continued tone that everything is fine.
We had a meeting on Monday and we were told that our cases were really good because they aren't that bad. Define good.
The university declined WNC's request to interview any high-ranking administrator. William Becker is a sophomore who writes for the student newspaper, The Seahawk. As a morning ritual, he checks the university's online dashboard where new cases are reported.
So every morning I check and, you know, there's at least like a 10 to 20 increase every day, pretty consistently.
At this point, he personally knows students who have tested positive for COVID-19 or been exposed. Becker says he doesn't understand what the threshold is for sending students home.
It's kind of just been like a betting game, like, oh, we're going to be online in 2 weeks, we're going to be online in a month.
This uncertainty is affecting faculty, too. I asked Professor Derek Miller how he's feeling these days, and his answer was swift.
Tired. Everyone is a little more on edge than usual. Everyone's a little more mistrustful than usual. Tension's higher.
Because so many of his students are heading home, Miller will likely have to move his German class online. The resident assistant, Anne, says she's not waiting around for the next spike. She's made plans to resign her job as an RA as soon as her family can pick her up.
It's not that I don't care. It's just that I'm tired and I'm sad a lot and I'm scared. And it sounds maybe babyish to say I just want to go home to the comfort of my home, but like, I want to go home.
Many other students are watching and waiting, anticipating the day when they may be headed home as well. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.